time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes to gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never speak gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so dishing this morning, and it's not that hard because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. The top five highest grossing movies from 2024, all sequels. Number five was Dune Part 2, followed by Moana 2, then Despicable Me 4 at number three. The second highest grossing film this year globally was Marvel's Deadpool and Wolverine, even though it took in over $1.3 billion, billion with a B. It couldn't catch the number one film, Inside Out 2. Which made just under $1.7 billion.
This is Joy, coming to you live in Riley's mind. Make some noise! Sadness is in the house!
Okay, I haven't seen it or Inside Out 1. Now I'm going to have to watch them both. Grammy winner and music icon Neil Young has been active on his website lately. He's been posting his so-called Fireside Sessions, which is a video series featuring Neil Young and his dog, Daryl. Wait a minute. Isn't his wife's name Daryl? I'm not sure where I got this story, but yeah, that seems wrong. Global superstar Robbie Williams has been nominated for his first Golden Globe in the Best Original Song category. And y'all, he is planning on fangirling at the ceremony.
I've got brand new teeth. Okay. So whoever's about to meet me is about to meet me with brand new American teeth and not the British yellow knobs that I used to have. Honestly, on the evening, there will be 11-year-old inside me going, oh, guess what? Who's Ludacris over there? Look who's over there. Look who's over there. Yeah, I'll be super excited.
He's just like the rest of us. Although that interview his wife was in, and she was amazing. Anyway, the Golden Globes are January the 5th. Broadway great and Alice sitcom star Linda Lavin has died at the age of 87. The Tony and Golden Globe Award winner died unexpectedly yesterday due to complications from her recent diagnosis of lung cancer. The LAPD says they caught a guy and have recovered three missing watches that belong to Keanu Reeves. One of them is a $9,000 Rolex Submariner engraved with Keanu and 21JW4, as in John Wick. Thank you, the John Wick 5. The watch was found, y'all, in Chile. Reeves's home was broken into twice in a three-day stretch in 2014, something he talked about with Entertainment Tonight at the time.
I don't believe in ghost stories.
Oh, that's not the right one. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, it was an interesting weekend. It was certainly surprising, you know, 4 in the morning, Saturday. It was like having an uninvited guest.
Yeah, 4 in the morning, uninvited guest. He's very pragmatic about it. Now that the character Popeye will be in the public domain as of January 1st, any creator will have the legal right to use the iconic character in any new works. Well, what's in the works for Popeye in 2025? Three horror movies. One of which is called Popeye the Slayer Man, and it's as cheesy as the title makes it sound. Take a listen.
Not a ghost. The Sailor Man is real. He doesn't take kindly to visitors stopping at his doorstep.
Do you know why the factory closed down 20 years ago? There was a spinach contamination.
That's awesome. The self-titled pioneer woman Ree Drummond is now a grandma. Her daughter Alex and son-in-law Maurizio shared a very, very personal video on Instagram about their birth of their daughter Sophia.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ta-da. This is weird for me. Your mom is moderately famous. You know, she's a D-lister because she does a cooking show on cable. But why are you sharing all these? I don't know. Anyway, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. I feel like I should apologize and not say you're welcome because that was a lot. Although if you go and Google the Robbie Williams interview where he's talking about the Golden Globes, a white thing falls out of his mouth, and that was what got him started talking about his new teeth, because the interviewer thought he'd lost a tooth, but it was actually just his Nicorette gum. So maybe I should have led with that story. That's the Daily Dust. I'm sorry. You're welcome. All of the above.